This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Friday, February 13th, 2009, I'm Jeff Bossert. Coming up, we'll have two features from Illinois Public Radio, one on President Barack Obama's visit to Springfield last night, commemorating the 200th anniversary of Abraham Lincoln's birth, and one earlier in the day to Peoria, where he spoke with workers and officials at a Caterpillar plant. We'll also check the forecast for the weekend, which includes some snow in Champaign-Urbana, but first a look at today's news. President Barack Obama told a crowd of more than 300 his stimulus package would mean more jobs for Caterpillar and other companies around the country. But Caterpillar CEO Jim Owens says more layoffs are likely before the company starts rehiring. Obama visited a Cat manufacturing plant in East Peoria to tout his economic stimulus plan. Obama said Owens promised to rehire some of the recently laid off employees if the package is approved. But in a press conference after the president's speech, Owens backed off from those comments, saying the company can't start hiring people immediately, even if the plan was in effect tomorrow.
It will help. It will generate jobs and employment. But there is, you know, a lot of other industries that will be positively affected by it. And it's going to take some time before that stimulus bill translates into jobs and hiring.
Owens says the economic stimulus plan won't positively impact the economy until later this year or early next. In the meantime, he says it's likely more staff will be cut. Owens also says there needs to be coordinated global stimulus packages between the U.S. and other countries to turn the economy around. Freight Car America Incorporated plans to cut nearly four of every five jobs at its Danville facility starting this week. The Chicago-based maker of railroad cars started notifying workers this week, according to information filed with Illinois' Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity. Freight Car told the state agency on January 16th that it would lay off 195 workers in stages. That began Monday. The Danville facility assembles new railroad cars and employs 252 workers. Freight Car also operates another manufacturing facility in Roanoke, Virginia, and it notified officials there that it plans to lay off 120 workers at that plant starting March 14th. The company closed a third manufacturing facility in Johnstown, Pennsylvania, in 2007. President Barack Obama made a return trip to Springfield last night to honor Abraham Lincoln on the 200th anniversary of his birth. Obama told a dinner crowd that must learn from Lincoln and be united. Sean Crawford has more.
While he campaigned on ending divisive politics in Washington, the president's first weeks in office have been turbulent. A battle over a massive spending plan have put him at odds with many Republicans. But Lincoln says only through coming together as a country can the U.S. meet its challenges.
Such knee-jerk disdain for government, this constant rejection of any common endeavor, cannot rebuild our levees or our roads or our bridges. It can't refurbish our schools or modernize our healthcare system. It can't lead to the next medical discovery or yield the research and technology that will spark a clean energy economy. Only a nation can do those things.
Obama has quoted Lincoln often and used the old state capitol in Springfield, where Lincoln served as a state lawmaker, to kick off his presidential bid. Obama says without Lincoln, his own success would have been impossible. I'm Sean Crawford.
At least one public watchdog says he's encouraged by the wish list that Illinois transportation officials sent to the federal government as suggestions for funding under the economic stimulus package. Illinois' Public Interest Research Group Director Brian Imus says the Illinois Department of Transportation is right to focus on road and bridge repair projects that could create jobs quickly. The Transportation Department list suggests no projects in the city of Chicago. Mayor Richard Daley's spokeswoman, Jacqueline Hurd, says the city sees little value in putting together a list that may not come to fruition. Governor Pat Quinn's office says it doesn't plan to release lists from other state agencies trying to identify projects that would qualify for stimulus funding. A Catholic priest who worked on the University of Illinois campus has been sentenced to 4 years probation after being convicted of selling cocaine from his church office and rectory. The Reverend Christopher Layden, who was most recently assigned to the Newman Center at the university, pleaded guilty to the Class 1 felony charge. In addition to probation, Layden was also fined $2,500 in order to complete 150 hours of community service and recommended drug treatment. Defense attorney Mark Lipton said the priest has completed inpatient drug treatment and is following treatment plans. In a statement released yesterday, Catholic Diocese of Peoria Bishop Daniel Jenke said he continues to be saddened by Layden's activities, adding Layton's removal from all pastoral ministry announced after his arrest remains in effect. The Champaign County Zoning Board of Appeals held the first of four public hearings last night on a proposed update of the county's windmill regulations to allow for giant wind turbine arrays. AM 580's Jim Meadows has more.
Three companies are looking to erect massive wind turbine arrays in Champaign County if the county revises its regulations to allow them. Tim Poltz of Chicago-based Midwest Wind Energy says the current draft of the new regulations look promising.
It's comparable, if not slightly more, I guess, stringent than what we've seen in other counties that we've developed in, not only in Illinois, but other Midwestern states.
But some county residents want the rules to be tighter. Herb Schilt lives in Newcomb Township in northwest Champaign County. A wind energy company is interested in that area, but it includes the Manlove gas storage facility. And Schilt says he fears a catastrophic accident could damage underground pipelines.
How deep are the pipelines buried in the Manlove field? Could a detached blade come down, breach a line, and cause a catastrophic event near my house?
County Zoning Administrator John Hall says such catastrophes are extremely rare, but he says he's leaning towards changing the required buffers between wind turbine towers and adjacent properties to include not just buildings above ground, but pipelines underneath. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.
For the latest newscast online, go to WILL.illinois.edu/news. This is the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. I'm Jeff Bosser. President Barack Obama touted his economic stimulus package at a factory in East Peoria yesterday before attending the Lincoln Day dinner in Springfield. The factory manufactures components for track-type tractors and pipe layers. It's just one of the Caterpillar plants around the globe that's felt the impact of massive layoffs and the economic downturn. Tanya Kuntz of public radio station WCBU in Peoria has more.
Peoria-based Caterpillars received no shortage of national media attention since announcing 22,000 layoffs in the last month. That made building HH in East Peoria a plum location for Obama to articulate the country's need for the economic stimulus package.
It is time for Congress to act, and I hope they act in a bipartisan fashion. But no matter how they act, when they do, when they finally pass our plan, I believe it will be a major step forward on our path to economic recovery. And I'm not the only one who thinks so. Yesterday, Jim, the head of Caterpillar, said that if Congress passes our plan, this company will be able to rehire some of the folks who were just laid off. And that's a story I'm confident will be repeated at companies across the country.
President Obama recently selected Caterpillar CEO Jim Owens to serve on his independent Economic Recovery Advisory Committee. But that doesn't mean Owens is fully happy with the proposed revitalization package. Owens says less than 20% of the U.S. stimulus money is slated to go to heavy road and bridge projects.
We're a little concerned. It's a little light on heavy construction type roads, bridges, etc. A relatively small percentage of the stimulus package. I'm not commenting on the whole package, but it's a relatively light dimension of it. And it's going to take those projects a while to kick in. We think it will have third, fourth quarter, and principally spring of next year when it will have a pretty big impact on construction activity in the United States.
Owen says, by contrast, China's economic stimulus package is around 90% for hard infrastructure, and he says Asian countries also move faster when it comes to road building. And on the subject of recalling layoffs, it didn't take Owens long to set the record straight with reporters in a press conference after the president's speech.
Reality is we'll probably have to have more layoffs before we start hiring again, and I certainly detest that idea, but you know, I think we need to be very clear with our employees. We're going to do everything we can to sustain as much business as we can here and around the world. But I think it's going to take a while before the stimulus package kicks in.
Owen says an additional 5,000 layoffs will happen before the end of the first quarter. Those 5,000 layoffs, however, are part of that larger 22,000 number that has been widely reported. And for Owens, the matter is at a macro level. But for at least one Cat worker, the nearly $800 million stimulus package hits closer to home.
My big thing is just getting the package signed and getting it on his desk so we can get people back to work. Now, I'm just fortunate that I still have a job right now.
That's Cat worker Shannon Johnson. He says after 5 years with the company, he's still treading fairly close to being laid off. But the idea that Congress is close to an agreement, Johnson says, gives him a shot of hope that the money will trickle down fast enough to save his job. I'm Tanya Kuntz.
This week marks the 200th anniversary celebration of Abraham Lincoln. The 16th president spent many years in Springfield as a lawyer and lawmaker. People from around the world gathered at the Illinois Capitol this week to follow Lincoln's path through Springfield. Jenna Dooley has some highlights.
President's birthday started with the fanfare of the unveiling of a series of four Lincoln postage stamps. Here's U.S. Postmaster General John Potter.
He's a larger-than-life figure to all of us. The Postal Service is very proud that he also served as a postmaster during his lifetime. Long before he became president, Abraham Lincoln made a mark as a very special human being.
Throughout the week, the city hosted Lincoln scholars and authors at the Presidential Library, geared to both adults and younger Lincoln enthusiasts.
Abraham Lincoln's birthday, and how old do you think he is today?
He's 200 years old.
Right, so that's why I'm over here in Springfield instead of being back with my students in Ireland, because I have been doing research here at the Abraham Lincoln Library from the very day it opened.
There was also a simultaneous reading of one of Lincoln's most famous speeches, the Gettysburg Address.
Our fathers brought forth on this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
It was a busy week for organizers at the Lincoln sites in Springfield, but tourists had just as much on their mind.
So I wanted to see that I wouldn't try to be in two places at the same time, so I had to make decisions. You know, there are some things over at the museum, and then there are things other places, but unfortunately there may be places, things at the same time. So I had to make a choice. So I had it all drawn out to see what I was going to see and when, and try to optimize my time and driving and everything else.
My husband complained. He said, yeah, you haven't been home for 4 nights to cook dinner.
I know, I've been so tired every day. I got up early to go to things.
The library, the tomb, his home, just everything we can to pack into our visit.
Lincoln's birth was also a reminder of his untimely death with this solemn gathering at Lincoln's tomb.
And it is, I think, important for all of us today to make sure that those who give their last full measure of devotion to our country, to our democracy, they are never forgotten.
Former Arkansas Governor and presidential candidate Mike Huckabee spoke to the Sangamon County Republican Party's annual Lincoln Day luncheon.
And I know that Springfield is proud of Abraham Lincoln and should be, but all of America is indebted to Abraham Lincoln for saving this great republic.
One of the most anticipated events of the week was a visit from President Barack Obama, introduced by former Governor Jim Edgar.
I am very honored tonight to serve as master of ceremony of this very historical gathering. And Mr. President, you can draw a pretty good crowd. You know, you've come a long way. I'm not sure 12 years ago when you came here first as a state senator, you'd had quite this crowd. You know, the last few weeks, Illinois politics is taking its lumps. But let me just say, now, Illinois politics is not perfect. I would never claim that. But Illinois politics has produced some outstanding public servants.
It's a humbling task, marking the bicentennial of our 16th president's birth. Humbling for me in particular, because it's fair to say that the presidency of this singular figure who we celebrate in so many ways made my own story possible. Here in Springfield, it's easier, though, to reflect on Lincoln the man rather than the marble giant. Before Gettysburg, before Antietam, before Fredericksburg and Bull Run, before emancipation was proclaimed and the captives were set free.
It may be another 200 years before another birthday party this big in Illinois, but the state has proven that it can put together quite a show. I'm Jenna Dooley.
Highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
In the forecast for the region today, we expect increasing clouds, the high around 45. There's a chance of rain or snow tonight. It's snow after midnight, accumulation around an inch, low around 30. Partly sunny tomorrow, colder, the high around 35. Mostly cloudy tomorrow night, the low around 22. Partly sunny Sunday, the high around 38. Partly cloudy Sunday night and President's Day, the low around 20, the high around 38. Partly cloudy Monday night and Tuesday, the low around 28, the high around 42 degrees. This has been the AM 580 News Daily Podcast. For Friday, February 13th, you can find podcasts of Focus 580, the afternoon magazine, agricultural programming, as well as other helpful information at our website, will.illinois.edu. I'm Jeff Bossert, AM 580 News.